Well, after all, how odd. When one gives to poor people, one wants to give them something useful. A bushel of potatoes, a ham, and such things. Why, certainly, potatoes and ham must be supplied. But, having ministered to the first and most craving wants, why not add any other little pleasures or gratifications we may have it in our power to bestow? I know there are many of the poor who have a fine feeling and a keen sense of the beautiful, which rusts out and dies, because they are too hard-pressed to procure it any gratification. Poor Mrs. Stevens, for example. I know she would enjoy birds and flowers and music as much as I do. I have seen her eye light up as she looked upon these things in our drawing-room, and yet not one beautiful thing can she command. From necessity, her room, her clothing, all she has must be coarse and plain. You should have seen the almost rapture she and Mary felt when I offered them my rose.
Dear me, all this may be true, but I never thought of it before. I never thought that these hard-working people had any ideas of taste.